Okie dokie. Welcome back to the Surfing Analysis Podcast. I'm Liam.
I'm Dan.
caught you out. We're brought to you by the Beach House Physio. Go see Bracken down on the Gold Coast for your surfing injury needs.
Just do it.
Yeah. Okie dokie. We're doing a quick look into the beginning of the Vans Hawaiian Pro. The first of the
Triple Crown. It's going to be pretty sick. There's some serious complications coming in, so we're about to talk about some of that.
Well, it's a 10,000 event, same as Sunset, which is the last QS event for the season.
Yep.
So all the guys trying to qualify to get onto the tour.
Yep.
It's pretty much coming down to these last two events.
Yeah, and those guys, they. Because it is the Triple Crown that includes Pipeline.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys probably won't be included in Pipeline. So if they do two good events here, they might get the Triple Crown as well, which, you know, is pretty good. Like, they sort of rate it, you know, the second best sort of thing you can get.
Well, yeah, so you got three things. You got the QS. You got more. You got the QS, who's going to qualify. Mm-hmm. So these events are big. You got Triple Crown, who's going to win it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the CT guys at Pipe, like, are they going to re-qualify? Who's going to make the
exactly,
cut?
Exactly, exactly. So, it will come down to the next event, Sunset.
Yep.
But then, you know,
and
also,
then the Triple Crown will move
on. Also it will come down at Pipe for some CT guys as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good event, what do you think?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was some pretty good waves. It was not, you know, as clean as you'd like it, but, you know, there was some chunky waves there and they had to... Yeah. To perform, and there was some really good performances.
Yeah, like, and not perfect conditions, but, like, you heard some of the local guys saying, like, this is pretty good, like, for Halley Eva, like, this isn't, you're not talking bad, like, bit of side wind and whatnot, but they still had, like, 8 foot
unbelievable
days, big right-hand walls.
Yeah, they had good contestable conditions.
Yeah.
Like, where dudes could blow up and show, you know, there was days where they had to show some power, and then... The other days, you know, they could sort of mix it up.
Yeah.
And the bigger moves obviously got the scores.
A lot of paddling too out there, right?
Yeah, because they have to paddle into the spot because what it is, it's like a rip bowl.
Yep.
And it's sort of like, they call it a toilet bowl right in the middle. Like, right down at the end.
Yeah.
But, it sort of like rips away from it and creates that right-hander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to drop this down because it's annoying me. See you later. Where's this? Okay.
What are you doing?
I was just dropping that thing down on the screen so I could see.
Sorry, guys. Bit of technical issues.
So, the winner of the Hawaiian Pro, Parko.
Yeah.
You see that coming?
not really. Not until the later rounds, and then the waves were sort of like, we were like, well, Parko's in this heat. This sort of matches
it suits his
surfing.
Style.
And then, you know, he came out and did his surfing, and he was dropping eights and stuff. Like, they were giving him... Well, he gave him a 9.33.
Yeah, so they gave him a 9.33 in the final. Would you say that was a 9.33?
No, but you could definitely call it an 8.
Yeah, same. It was an 8.
Yeah, and so with his other wave, he definitely sort of, you know, he won that heat.
Yeah, well...
Similar.
I'm not going to... No. Yeah, he easily could have won it with scores. I thought the 9.33 was high, but like... Three of the guys in the heat could have won it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that he won it. Like, he put up as good a scores as anyone else in the heat as well.
Well, between him, Matthias Hurdy, and Ricardo Christie.
Matthias,
yeah.
Yeah.
They all could have
won.
Two
great waves, ripping.
They all got eights.
Yeah. I actually thought, like, if you just want to look at the general, like, who surfed the best in that heat, Matthias... Hurdy, man.
Oh, he's up and coming.
He's really good, eh?
The whole way through the event, they were like going hot.
Very
like,
good.
Boom, boom. You know, he was just nailing a couple of turns off, doing airs, mixing it up.
I was super impressed with him throughout. What about Joel? So at the
end?
Yeah, at the end when they did the award ceremony.
Yeah, he got a
pretty
bit emotional.
Good. Yeah, he's getting emotional. And...
Yeah, well, he's leaving the tour this year and he just sort of said to everyone, you know, he loves surfing and.
Thanks
to everyone for supporting him over the year. You know, it was awesome. It was a good thing to do because he said that, you know, it might be the last time he's up on the podium. But winning that event
yep.
puts him number one on the Triple Crown.
Yeah, so he could looking still really win a
Triple
good.
Crown for his last season.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a high possibility that if he gets a good event at Sunset and then Pipeline, he does well.
Yep.
Definitely.
Also, yeah, on the podium, was it Mateus Hurdy? He got a little emotional too.
Yeah, because he was like, couldn't believe he was in that position.
In
you know,
the final.
Because he's a junior, he's an up-and-coming
against
guy.
Against Parco.
He's against guys that he looks up to his whole life.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to cry. And then he started.
Yeah,
he started,
yeah. That was awesome. Good
yeah,
on him.
Pretty cool.
So the other two guys in the final were Ricardo Christie and David. It's spelled a bit different, but they're all saying
David Silva.
Yeah.
And they also mentioned that he qualified. Straight up.
Yeah, he's qualified in the QS.
Yeah, and Ricardo Christie's pretty much qualified as well. He needs some points. We'll talk about that later.
What did you think of his surfing in the final?
Well, dude,
it was awesome, mate.
It was ripping. The whole event.
The whole event.
He was winning
surfing great.
Every heat.
Yeah.
Until the final.
He's good. Yeah. And he's pretty much qualified. Well,
yeah.
He's borderline. Yeah, we'll talk about
he's
it
been
a
on
bit
tour
later.
Before. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, he's been on
surfing
tour.
Real good.
And yeah, when he got dropped off tour.
Yeah.
He was probably the most unfortunate person that's ever dropped off tour because all his heats,
yeah,
surfing ridiculously.
Good.
He would have beat nearly every other person in all the other heats,
yeah,
but just in those ones.
In his particular heat.
In particular heat, he'd
be knocked. His score's not getting
yeah.
in the wins.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to the semi-finals. So
mm-hmm.
the guys who got knocked out in that round, Jesse Mendez.
Mm-hmm.
He was
surfing good.
He's surfing good.
He's low on the QS and low on CT, so he needs to have...
Yeah, that's a quite important win
really
for
important,
him.
So he got some points.
Yeah, got some good points. Well, I think he got somewhere about 5,100
too. He's still
too,
down
so quite
on
a bit.
He's still down like, what, 15th or something, 13th?
Yeah, but he's
but,
within striking distance
oh, he's
now.
Definitely next
get,
event, good,
yeah.
good result he's in.
The other guy is Seth Moniz.
He's in.
He's been around for a while. Yeah, he's surfing good.
He's been on the QS. Yeah, but he's already, he's in.
He's
they,
in.
They, it was like official.
Yeah.
Like, after the event.
And he's surfing good. Leonardo, how do you say? Yeah.
Dude rips,
surfing
bro.
Very good,
in that
eh?
Semi-final, how was that semi-final? Was it Fioravanti, Pat Gadowskis?
Yeah, Paddy G, and then...
Oh, sorry, it was a quarter-final. Paddy G...
Igarashi and Toledo, I think that was
yes,
the one.
Yes,
yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
gnarly
yeah, yeah.
heat, and they were ripping.
And we were both going, oh, well, we're hoping that Leonardo
it.
Gets through, and yeah. we're hoping that Ricardo gets through, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
they were surfing good. Like
against CT guys.
Against
and
proper
were,
guys.
And they were surfing with, like, it sort of was the heat that I've seen the most... CT level surfing?
Yes.
In that heat?
Very high level
yeah,
surfing.
Yeah, so that was sick.
Toledo was surfing good in that one too, but
oh,
he didn't really get the biggest waves.
Yeah.
So that was the semi-finals. So the guys who made it the quarter-finals...
3,600.
Yeah, got knocked out. They got 3,600. So that was Toledo and Igarashi.
Mm-hmm.
And also Jack Robinson.
Yeah, so he's come up the ratings heaps, but he's still way
with
down,
his...
like 46 or something.
Yeah.
If he wins Sunset, which is very possible...
Yeah.
He could freaking make it, but he's
yeah.
way down.
Well... Yeah, Jack Robinson in that event. You see him get that barrel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
he was the only,
he was
dude
like
that
the only guy
barrel.
Basically who got a barrel.
He got an eight.
The dude's
weight.
Like a magnet for getting barreled.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Well, if there was just all specialty events, he'd be one near up there in the world championship.
Big time.
Yeah,
he was getting some good scores, and then the other guy in the quarters was Solly Bailey.
It was ripping.
Yeah,
remember,
he's still good. Eh?
Remember that score. It was round four, actually,
yeah.
we were watching, and he needed that score right at the end. He ripped the shit out of it, and he got it
and
right at the end. He was
hella
angry.
He's doing the, yeah,
yeah,
yeah that's
up,
right.
Up.
Yeah, he was, like,
yeah.
walking up the beach.
Yeah, just going, fucking,
and he
no,
would look,
that was a fucking score. That's
yeah,
score.
He looked like he was waiting for him to,
yeah.
to
not
jib
him. Yeah,
and he looked angry. He's
yeah.
like, I bloody got it. And when he finally
got
it.
He was like, and then he
you could
like,
see him before they called it.
Yeah.
He was so stressed.
Yeah, he was hardcore.
He's like. Almost pacing.
Wouldn't
and
even talk to anyone. Then as soon as he found out, he sort of like turned over and Parker was there and he sort of like, you know, I think you're all right. And he's
yeah.
like, oh, good. And then as Parker was walking, he's like, oh, good surfing too, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah
and
yeah,
started
yeah.
to be nice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. He was just mad stressed.
Yeah,
he was
in that
worried.
Yeah.
It was like the end of the heat and he's like obviously got flashbacks.
He's got a chance
to
make it too. He's like 15th or something. He's there.
Well, he's good. Solly Bailey, he's Hawaiian?
No, he's Australian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, you're right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. The other ones, yeah, round four. So you got some round four exits. These guys got 2,100 points. So just some of the names. Perez.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Too much. Mason Ho. Like, he would have came out the rankings.
He's surfing pretty good.
Yeah. Twig Soul, he's got a good chance at sunset too. So he might. He doesn't. I don't think he could. There's a possibility. If he wins, he's got a chance.
Yeah.
But apart from that, he has no chance.
No. Well, he's just...
He's
a specialty guy. Yeah, specialty guy.
He's just a free surfer.
You know, we were talking about this earlier. Like, you see those interviews, classic interviews of him. He's not made to be on the CT. He's too wild.
He's sick. But
he's found his... He's found his thing. He's sponsored.
Yeah.
He gets to surf all the time. He's super talented surfer.
Absolutely.
And he's probably happier doing what he's doing anyway.
Yeah. But Waves of Consequence is the next... One sunset. And
yeah, I'm sure he'll do well there.
Yeah, he might get a. He might even go to the Pipe Invitational if they do, and you know.
So yeah, there's a couple of guys. So in the fourth round, a couple of big names like O'Leary got knocked out.
Yeah, Cardoso.
Cardoso, Callahan was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Italo, Lau, M Feb. Have you heard him say this?
Yeah, oh,
M Feb, Michael Feb.
Kaipo Guerrero.
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. MFeb, stop saying this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And so then there was just heaps of other bigger names in round three. Too.
Yeah, round three. Jack Freestone. It's a shame he didn't get a high one.
Yeah, because he could have got a better result and then would have more chance.
More points. Yeah. More so chance. Round three, they only got 1,100. So Marias was in there. Colapinto, Gouveia. Cousineau was in there from
France or whatever.
Yeah, or Portugal. Abelli.
That was only one. That was Abelli's first event since he's been back from injury.
Yeah, or did he come? What about, was he in France?
No.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, so Abelli, yeah, he's been out on an injury all year. He's meant to be on the CT. Ace Buchan was in there as well. So.
Yeah, he doesn't matter. He's going to re-qualify.
Nah, but, yeah, still. So, overall, pretty good event. I was very happy with it.
It was great.
Yeah, really good.
But, so now it's really... what we look forward to next event, Sunset. And
yeah.
And then once it sort of gets to finals day.
Yep.
It gets super serious. Like, dudes will be swapping here.
Swapping
and,
all
like,
over.
Every heat will be here.
So let's go over. So after that event, you've got the top 10 on the QS. So the top 10 spots will go through to the CT next year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get guys double qualifying, like Kanoa Igarashi, who seems to be doing it every year.
Every single year, yeah.
And he even, like, Igarashi, he made a quarterfinal in this. Like, he's probably surprised he didn't
go right through. The guy's a machine.
Yeah.
QS machine. He's a CT machine. He's stepped up another level. He's pretty unstoppable.
He's very good at that QS level.
Yeah.
Okay, so the top 10. So, Kanoa Igarashi, he's number one. So, he's going to qualify anyway. So, he won't count.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Griffin Colapinto. He should qualify on the CT.
He's low on the CT, though.
He is low, but I'd say most likely. Look, he'll qualify.
He's sitting number six. He's pretty...
Pretty good.
Pretty happy, bro. Like, the cutoff...
Yes.
The cutoff at the moment before the next event's like 14,000.
Yeah.
So, he's up at 19,000 already. He gets a half-decent result at Sunset. He's through.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, I'll say most likely, Kanoa Igarashi and... Griffin Colapinto will qualify. That'll mean the top twelve guys.
So at the moment that cuts off with Mattias Hurdy. who just
would scrape in at the moment. 49
places up the rankings.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That's a big jump.
That kid's got some talent.
And then he's number 12. Mm-hmm. Number 11 is Jordan Cousineau from France.
Yeah, he rips.
So he's in it at the moment. He will qualify.
These guys are scary. Like Ethan Ewing,
Ethan Ewing,
number 10, right? So he's the cutoff,
the
top 10, really.
Yes,
but
because of the double qualifying, he'll still be okay.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the scary. These are the scarier dudes. Pretty much from Leo or Ricardo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They need some serious points.
Well, I'll go through them up the rankings. So number nine, Judson Andre.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking good again.
He's back.
Number eight, Leonardo.
Yeah, he had a good event this time. He's he's got back good. Up there. So yeah.
Number seven's Ricardo Christie.
Yeah, it looks like he'll do it.
Yeah, he looks
solid. Like he'll surf good at sunset.
Yeah,
and he'll get. But like you know, you never know if you get knocked out.
And then Griffin's at number six.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson Cristiano. We haven't spoken about him much this year.
Yeah, but see, look, he's won a 10,000. Where was it? Arasira or whatever it was.
What's that one?
Oh, Bolito. Yeah, so he won Bolito.
Yeah.
That's Jack Freestone got second. That's why he got 8,000 points.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, he's pretty much qualified.
He's pretty much qualified. And then number four.
He's definitely
qualified. David Silva, he's definitely qualified. Callahan's at number
definitely
three.
Definitely qualified. All these guys have definitely qualified.
Seth Moniz is number two.
Yeah.
So we'll say pretty much, I would say even up to Ricardo should qualify.
Yeah.
But because Ricardo's on 17,700 points.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're looking at about 18,000.
Yeah, we were looking at the past years. Mm. 18,000, I would say if you get to 18,000 this year, you're probably safe.
Mm.
But it could be as low as like 16,000.
Absolutely.
Just depends on the movement at sunset.
I'm thinking
Ricardo Christie is probably going to be
safe. And because of how many different people have won it. Because
yes.
Like you see it goes up from 7 to 6, there's a couple of thousand difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's these guys down here that like even from 9th to 7th, there's a couple of thousand difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
So, yeah, there's guys that can fit into pretty much what you're saying, yeah, 7
Ricardo.
Above looks pretty solid.
So let's say 18,000 is the cutoff.
Mm.
We do expect it to be lower, but let's just say if you're on the QS and you want to qualify for the CT next year, your goal for coming into sunset is to get to 18,000 points.
Yep.
So Ricardo's on 17,700.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to get to that 18,000 points, he would need to get to round 3
mm-hmm.
in sunset.
To get 300 points.
Just to get 300 points.
Yeah, so but he could be safe already.
But he could be safe already. Leonardo is the next guy. He's on 16,600.
Mm-hmm.
So if he got to round 4,
he's
pretty safe at sunset.
Okay, that's gold.
Here's
your breakdown, guys.
Who else do we have? Jadson Andre.
So he'll need
pretty much a quarterfinal, semi-final finish.
More like a semi-final. Hey,
to be absolutely certain.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Then we got Ewing. He's in the same boat.
He needs
a quarterfinal, semi-final.
Same similar thing.
Then as we go down, Cousineau, a semi-final would
be
pretty
solid.
Safe.
Yeah,
yep.
Like these guys can still qualify depending on what happens, where they are sitting right now. But it's depending on what happens underneath them, there's lots of guys that could surf.
Could jump it.
So,
but
if these guys get these scores that we're talking, they're in.
They're in.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the rest of the guys, we're pretty much looking, if you wanted to qualify, you'd have to pretty much
make the final.
So you got Matias, you've got Jesse Mendez.
Yeah, this is to be solidly in.
Yeah, Mendez is almost certainly not going to qualify through the CT, so he needs a final.
Big result.
Paddy G.
Well, he doesn't necessarily need it because he's 13th.
Yes.
Just depending on how many people
come back.
Yeah.
Paddy G, Soleil, and
Elijah Menez.
Yeah, him as well.
Yeah, so like, pretty much, guys, it's going to be cutthroat, and we're going to see a whole lot of change on the next event at sunset, which is hopefully going to be a good event.
Yeah.
With some solid waves, you know, proper sunset, and we'll see him performing. You know, this is going to be the penultimate event, pretty much, of the QS. The guys are going to be crying, dudes are going to be cheering.
It's going to be stress.
It's going to be, stressful.
We'll see a lot of the stuff like we've been seeing
punching
on the
boards,
CT. Guys are going to be like, Solly Bailey.
Yeah, it's going to be similar.
He was stressed, man.
Very similar.
So we're going to get to see a lot of that at
sunset.
Well,
as the guy said, yeah, it's going to be a lot more. It's going to be a lot more fireworks.
Big time.
Yeah.
With the Triple Crown, so obviously if you do well, it's sunset. That's mm-hmm. going to help to the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the guys who did well at Halle Eva, man, Parco looks.
Well, say
if
Parco gets a really good result at sunset,
yep.
He wins Triple Crown. Doesn't matter what happens
because
Pike.
He's automatically in pot.
He's already won an event.
Yes.
If he does good at sunset already,
yep.
He's won.
Yep.
If he does good at pipe, he's won.
Yep.
That's pretty much what the deal is.
Yeah. The other guys are all those guys in the final. Yes. Matias, Ricardo, David Silva, and then
the semi-final guys can do it as well.
Yeah, especially, because there's a lot of CT guys,
especially like Jesse Mendez. If he did good at Pike,
he could win Triple Crown
or a thing.
Yep,
and or Paddy G, he could be there.
And then the other guys too, like the other
Toledo in that quarterfinals.
Toledo, Igarashi, they're all looking good for Triple Crown.
It just
as
all depends on how well they do at Sunset.
At Sunset,
and then they could be in contention at Pipeline, which they will be. There will be contenders at Pipeline still.
Yes. Yep. Any of those CT guys, because there was a fair few who did get up there.
Mm.
If they do well at Sunset, somebody from the CT is going to get this.
But
Triple
Joel's
Crown.
Got the upper hand here at the moment
because he's already got a win. What's Joel's past history for
Triple Crown?
Yeah,
I think he's won it 3 times.
Yeah. So, really...
He's good.
It would be a fairy tale finish if Joel, like...
It's Joel Parco, man. He's a fucking... He could definitely do it.
Yeah. It'd be awesome, eh?
He's a legend. He rips.
Everybody loves him,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, he rips.
The other one we wanted to talk about...
Was the Big Wave.
Big Wave event. How good was it?
Yeah, Nazare. Oh, did everyone watch that shit?
That was
crazy.
I know, eh? How clean were the conditions?
Yeah, and there was some wild stuff happening, like some of the wipeouts.
Wipeouts big.
That we saw.
Maybe Jamie Mitchell or Kai Lenny.
When they got stuck. They got right inside on a fucking 100-footer. a 60-footer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Like, it's scary, eh? Yeah. I was, like, really terrified for a lot of it.
But it was kind of one of the most exciting events I've watched. Like, I loved even though it took a while, like, the heats were 40 minutes.
Yeah.
When they caught one, you're like, holy fucking shit! Holy fucking
shit! I know.
Shit. And then, like, even as we get further along, we'll talk about that semi-final.
Oh,
even
how
like,
good was it?
Peter Mel was just losing his shit.
Just loving it.
He made it! Oh, my God! Yeah. And well, we'll talk about that.
Or that semi-final. So if you haven't seen it, go watch Heat 2
in the semi-final. Of Nazare, yeah.
And Nuxto Gonzalez, he got a 10.
Yeah, he got the biggest barrel I've ever seen in my life.
And came out of a barrel that he really didn't have any... He shouldn't have come out of it.
No, well...
Like, how did it stay open?
It was super deep on a massive wave, and that would be probably the best... If it's not the best wave of his life, it would have to be... Oh, one of
the top
two.
You see, he comes out and he like just jumps on the sea. Oh, he got he got on the ski.
Yeah,
he was like so pumped on the ski, he like just falls off,
and there's like a 30-footer coming.
Yeah,
at him.
He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then the other one before that,
there was another guy,
Alex
ripping.
Botello got a 9.33.
Yeah, sick barrel as well. It was like behind the curtain. Like he backdoored.
Sort of, a bit backdoored.
And he sort of soul arched. Like, if you can see me here, he's like, fucking boom!
Yeah.
And then Mac
and God, oh, that was so
good.
But
the thing with that guy was cool was that he could do turns as well.
He had a lot of control.
It, also, like Kai Lenny.
Yes.
Kai Lenny did
a lot of control.
Did the best surfing on the waves that I saw.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he wasn't got the biggest drops as the other guys and that barrels and
obviously
stuff.
Obviously, it's a big wave tour, so it's all about the big wave.
Maybe he should get scored a little bit higher with if he's doing big grab rail cutties on a fucking 30-foot wave like that.
With, like, meter sort of lumps in it.
Yeah, with the
turn. In the turn.
Yeah, with the
10-foot
board. It's out of control.
It's, yeah, there definitely seems to be, like, a bit of a divide. There's a lot of guys out there,
they
can do the drop and that. And then there's a few, like the Kai Lennies, the Jamie Mitchells, Nuxto. These guys have a lot of control.
They
can do good turns. It's super impressive.
It's crazy.
And so the winner of that ended up being, I didn't even write that down.
No, it was Twiggy Baker.
Oh, it was Twiggy Baker. Grant.
Yeah, Grant Twiggy Baker, 45 years old.
Yeah.
Fucking winning.
Legend.
Win big wave tour events.
Good on him.
He's a double world champion.
Yeah.
World tour
previously.
Event. Who else were we going to talk about?
I did want to say, yeah. And
Russell.
Russell Bjerk, 21-year-old Aussie guy.
He
got big at Cape Fear.
The youngest competitor in first event on the big wave tour.
Yep.
Cop some hidings.
Yeah.
But he made the final.
Yeah. The other guys obviously have a lot more experience, but yeah, he did good. 21. Like,
ripping.
It's crazy.
Yeah, ripping. If you're going to watch something really exciting, guys, with surfing, like if you don't surf a lot, and you want to watch something that's cool, this is the sort of event for you. Like it's death defying. There was times where we were like, I just feel, you know, guys got saved, and we were like, fuck, he's gonna die.
Yeah, I feel like a bit queasy watching it. I'm like, I don't want to see it. Like,
that's right.
People get caught, but yeah, it went. It was a really good event.
Yeah,
and yeah, on the Nazare, we've just checked on WSL
today. I don't know.
Sunday.
On the Sunday. We might not be able to post this in time. Before it's on.
Sunday after the event.
Yeah.
I think it's about the 19th today. Yeah, it's on the 19th.
Well, they're doing.
So they're doing a
strike mission.
Strike mission at
live.
Yep, at Nazare. So all the guys are still there. The WSL camera group. And some crazy XXL swell just happens to be coming in, so they're all staying.
They're talking like world record sort of style.
60,
so.
80, maybe even more.
So if you haven't got onto that yet,
check that out. 5:30 Queensland time, that one. So that's going to be sick. Oh, the other thing, do you want to mention, forgot to mention, the longboard.
Oh, my girlfriend, Kat Hughes.
Yep. Cat dog. She's been on the podcast before.
Yeah. She's just headed off to Taiwan for the longboard world championships.
Yep.
That starts in a couple of days. So if you guys are into like the other sort of surfing, you know, the longboards and the, especially with the girls, they're really nice to watch on the waves. They're sort of more like elegant and flowy. And if you like that sort of stuff, you know. There's lots of arty farty people around that like that.
But, look at you! You're not selling it too much. It's really good. I love watching it. It's legit
because it shows something else. You know, what we're sort of showing is the guys there. They're really smacking it. They're using it. These guys are flowing and using some different parts of the wave, which is really cool. And it looks awesome.
Definitely. And if you do check out Kat Hughes because she can carve. That's a big difference. Like a lot of the girls are doing the tens and the fives. She can do her specialty is she can do big turns. It looks sick as.
She should shortboard more.
Do you want to explain how's the longboard? So this is the final event.
This is a one event.
So how does it work?
It's just it sucks for them. It should be a tour like the other guys.
Tour, yeah.
Because they have one event. So if you have a bad heat. You have a bad day that day, that one event rules your whole year. Like, you still do qualifying, like, in Australasia to get to that event.
Yeah.
So, there's still a qualifying for it. So, you sort of are surfing a lot of events to get to that world championship. So, it is like a world championship, but it's only one event that they're, you know, it's not like everyone's on the QS and then they just have one event.
Yeah. So, what they're doing, rather than, like, having eight events and your points are spread across the eight events, in the longboard WSL, you have events throughout the year where you get points, and if you get enough points, you qualify to get through to Taiwan, and then the winner of the Taiwan event will be the champion for that year.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit, it should be...
It sucks.
It sucks a bit because if you do bad in that event, then...
And you know how I was saying, like, you know, it's a different style and stuff. Some of these guys that are at the top tier of the longboarding, they're throwing these boards around. They're blowing up on these boards. Like, a lot of the guys on the CT can't surf like them on a longboard. Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you always see those guys out and about, like, longboarding, and they're out in, like, 4 to 5 foot and, like, ripping it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, those dudes are awesome. I wish I could do that.
There's guys that are not known, like, even in the shortboarding world that rip, that shred, but they're just not there, you know. They're just bloody chippies or bloody doctors or concreters. Yeah, yeah. You know, it doesn't, you know, they just surf.
Yeah.
And you see them at local spots when it's on, and they're the guys getting the good waves.
Yep. So, have a little look at the longboard event.
At Taiwan.
And
on the WSL website.
And keep your eye on Sunset. Check out all of the rankings when it finishes, and we'll do a podcast after that.
All right.
Okay, see you guys.